Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Podcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Kings chapter 19, we'll read verses 9 through 13. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. They seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? Our world has corrupted and perverted the concept of the Holy Spirit in so many ways. Many have taught and believed that the Holy Spirit comes and brings loud tongues and speaking, craziness and faith healing and spectacular services filled with loud emotion. Some even believe that this fast-paced, loud, goosebump-giving music is the speaking of the Holy Spirit, and none of this is true. Here in 1 Kings 19, Elijah has just challenged 450 false prophets, and God proved himself superior to these false gods. Elijah has killed all 450 false prophets. And as a result of the challenge, King Ahab and his wife and Jezebel are evil and vile and wicked and want to destroy Elijah. Elijah runs on foot faster than a horse and chariot and beats Ahab to town. The next day runs over 70 miles again, and Ahab whines and cries to Jezebel about Elijah, and she says, I'm going to kill him. And Elijah runs another 20 miles or so. You see, he's tired. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, comes to Elijah. I want you to notice in verse 9, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? Notice the word of the Lord was speaking to Elijah. Then in verse 13, we read that that the word of the Lord came unto Elijah again. But we read in verse 11 and 12 that the Holy Spirit has Elijah stand in the mouth of the cave, and a strong wind came and tore the rocks in pieces. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. It was not until the still, small voice came. God the Holy Spirit is that still, small voice. Now, this is contrary to the modern charismatic movement of today. They get Acts chapter 2 with Pentecost verses 1 through 3 all wrong. The Holy Spirit is not some wild snake handling, flip-flopping on the floor, jibber-jabber craziness. The Holy Spirit is that still, small voice inside every believer. He is the breath, the pneumas of God. He works with the Word of God and makes them living words because He is the everlasting God Himself. He is the one who adds life to the Word of God and adds it to our life. Let me help you today with a few thoughts. Number one, the Holy Spirit does not come loudly and boldly or emotionally. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9, 11, 12, and 13. You don't find emotion given here. You say, well, what about Pentecost, Brother Bush? Well, the Bible says God was not in the wind. Acts chapter 2 says that the rushing mighty wind came. But that wasn't the Holy Spirit. You say, well, what about the earthquake? In Acts chapter 2, it says the place was shaken. What about the cloven tongues of fire? The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, he was not in the fire. The Holy Spirit does not come in spectacular ways. Not in a faith healing service or some fire handling or snake handling, some wild quote-unquote tongues service or some new word of knowledge. The Holy Spirit comes quietly to do the supernatural through the sinner. Number two, just like God, because the Holy Spirit is God, the Holy Spirit does not force anyone to follow. You know, following the Holy Spirit is done by yielding. It's not forced upon you. He doesn't hit you over the head and force you to be filled. You grow into it. It is not a bunch of vain repetition of just saying it over and over. I yield, I yield, I yield, I yield, I yield, I yield. It is actually obeying what the Word of God says. Yielding to the Holy Spirit means you take time to think before you say or do something. You do it as God says you would do it, and that is called yielding to the Holy Spirit. It is you thinking long enough to do it His way and not our sinful way. You know, a tiny germ enters your body. It does not attack the whole body all at once. It attacks one cell at a time. It eventually can overpower the body, but it's done one cell at a time. That's just like yielding to the Holy Spirit. It's done, and it's done, and it's done, and it's done until you've yielded yourself. Number three, the Holy Spirit does not come to be a show. He comes to be used to change lives. He doesn't come to prove you have Him. When you get saved, the Bible says the Holy Spirit indwells you. It's not a matter of having the Holy Spirit. It's a matter of obeying the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not fill you like a swimming pool. He fills you like a pipe. He's not there for storage. He's there for when you need Him. You open it up and it flows through you and you close it back off and it's waiting for the next time to be used. Yielding to the Holy Spirit opens the faucet and allows Him to flow through. The Holy Spirit will work quietly as we obey the Word of God. He'll prompt us. So I want you to notice the Word of the Lord came unto me saying. The Word of the Lord came unto him saying. The Holy Spirit will work within the confines of the Word of God. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Obey your Bible. Hear the Bible taught and preached in Sunday school and church. Just be around it, and that will help you be filled and hear the speaking of the Holy Spirit. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.